Drifting on a memory.
Yo, what's good? Yo, what's up? How y'all doing, man? We made it. Another week. Yes. Fun Fridays, baby. I mean, actually, there is no time for me to start recording. Because be it that this is not my fucking job, I don't work here. But I am a little bit later than what I wanted to I'm a little bit later than what I wanted to be. I wanted to in opening, I wanted to talk about being mindful of people's time. Like, be mindful of people's time wherever you at. If you're in front of the counter or behind the counter, if you're just like if you have an appointment, keep an appointment. If you have a time to do whatever, like, yo, make sure you be on that time. And being on time is very important, and a lot of people struggle with it because there's a lot of things. There's a lot of things that are first come, first serve. Yeah. And you can miss out on a lot of opportunities like that by being late. Showing up late to an interview already shows the employer that you're not reliable. Showing up late to any type of meeting or anything where you can have a deal on the table, discussing a deal, and you show up late to a fucking deal that's worth money, that's money on the table. They look at you like you're not professional. Yeah. Having people waiting just for the sake that you can keep them waiting is highly unprofessional. And like, it should be frowned upon. It should be more frowned upon than it actually is. In other words, what I'm trying to say is, hurry the fuck up. Yeah. Speed this shit the fuck along. Wheels up, baby. Let's get the gears turning. Hit the gas, whatever the fuck you gotta do. Click that mouse. Know what I mean? Hit enter, what, return, whatever the fuck you gotta do. Hurry the fuck up. I don't care if you're. I have a problem. That's what I'm trying to say. Yo, I'm in 7-Eleven this morning. Because 7-Eleven, this is what I get every morning. I get liquid death and I get a bag of chips and I get a Gatorade. And that goes with whatever I bought, whatever I'm getting for lunch. So it's this guy in front of me, and it's always like, yo, this guy is playing like a million lottery tickets. Like, yo, like, bruh. Like, yo, I gotta go, man. Yo, the cashier is even looking at me like, yo, he tripping. Like, she giving me the, cause yo, when you wear a mask, it's funny because the eyes tell the whole story. Yo, when you, it's funny now when you wear a mask that the eyes tell the whole fucking story about. It tells your whole mood. It tells your emotions. It tells like everything. And this guy was fucking like, yo, dude, like, yo, like, how many tickets are you gonna fucking buy? Like, you can only win with one set of numbers. It's rigged. It doesn't hurt to play. You know what I mean? Like, if I remember when, because I'll be there in the 7-Eleven as I was this morning, and I just don't remember to play. Maybe next time it comes around, I'll play $2, what, $1, what, $2, and for a chance. But y'all be sitting up in there playing $40, $50 worth of worth of lottery tickets. Get the fuck out the line, man. Like, yo, you wilding in here, man. Like, motherfuckers got shit to do. Damn. Be mindful of people's time. Whether you're behind the counter, in front of the counter, no matter what position you're in, no matter where you're at, anywhere on this globe, in this universe, be mindful of other people's time. Hey, fuck up, man. Get the fuck out the line. Shit. I got some stories for y'all. Know what I mean? It's not as, I don't think they're as wild as they were last night. That was some gruesome shit last night. Where is it going? Yeah, I liked it. So, let's get started. Let's get started. No, I didn't. Please redact that from the, strike that from the show. Do I have an editor? No, I don't. It's just me. Sub shop owner allegedly had employee killed with bat to avoid paying back wages he owed. Jesus. Yo, pay me, man. And pay me. Like, yo, any gig that I do, like, yo, anything, yo, pay me, man. Like, yo, you got to, yo. Like, first of all, it's the law. Like, if it's just an error in payroll and you be like, yo, I'll put it on the next check. I mean, like, and you give me your word, I'm good with that as long as it's on the next check. But I need that. I mean, speed that because I need that. I mean, play with my fucking money. And, yo, and most of these people come most. When I say most, I'm being generous. The majority of people do not want to come to these fucking jobs. The only reason they come is because they need the money. I had a joke with my boss a while back when I would come in on Fridays to get my check. And he'd be like, yo, you here for your check? He's like, yeah. I was like, and I would be playing, kind of. But I would be mostly playing. But I would be like, yeah, I want my check. Why do you think I come in here? You come in here because I come in here. You think I come in here because I like you guys? No, I come in here to get paid. No, I was mostly joking, but it was some seriousness in that shit too. Know what I mean? But yeah, man, like, yo, I was working at a job before, and what happened was the girl that was doing payroll was fucking skimming. She was skimming. And they were too stupid to notice it. I mean, or the girl was just too good at doing books to fucking like, to like. But one girl didn't get, like, her whole check was missing, like, because we was getting paid every other week, which is also, like, that shit right there by itself is stressful. But I think she was missing a week. Yeah, I think she was missing, like, a whole fucking week. And fucking the operations manager and everything, and they're sitting there telling her, like, oh, yeah, well, you gotta wait. We'll put it on the next check, which is another fucking 2 weeks. Know what I mean? Another 2 weeks, we're going to put it on another check. And they didn't know that, like, it was like the vice president of the company just walked in the door. Know what I mean? And he, like, motherfucking, like, 6'7". Big motherfucker. And he screamed that you could hear. He was like, yo, you go in there and you dip into that petty cash and you cut that woman a check right now. Because doesn't nobody work here and they don't get paid. We don't do that. Know what I mean? Like, yeah. And the motherfuckers ran in there and cut that lady a check so fucking fast. Like, yeah. Like, yeah. That's the worst feeling, is to do something that you probably don't want to do in the first place and not get paid for it. Know what I mean? Let's find out what happened. A former upstate New York sub shop manager has pleaded guilty to helping the store's owner kill a 22-year-old employee because she, damn, you killed a 22-year-old girl? Well, killing a 22-year-old person is horrible, but damn, you killed a 22-year-old girl. She was causing problems for him over back pay, say authorities. Oh, damn, they got the picture. Wasn't a bad-looking young lady. On April, James 30, not that it would matter. You know what I mean? On April 30th, James Duffy, 35, of Johnstown, pleaded guilty to second-degree murder in connection with the death of Allie Elizabeth Lamont of Gloversville. And the way Elizabeth is spelled, I've never seen it before. It's Allyzibeth. Wow. On October 28th, 2019, at local substation number 9, a sub shop in Johnstown, online records show. Local substation number 9. Okay. Shortly after Lamont was killed, Duffy said in a court filed statement to investigators that owner Georgios Kakavelos, 52 of Boston Spa, told him that Lamont was causing problems for him at the labor board because he owed her money, according to. Yeah, I fucking got her fucking whacked because she wanted their fucking money. How much did you owe this fucking girl? I mean, like, I just fucking ripping your fucking employees off when probably don't nobody want to fucking work there anyway. Duffy, who was the store's manager, told investigators that they spent 3 days planning the killing. Get the fuck out of here. The April 2020 indictment states that Cacavelos paid James A. Duffy to kill or assist him in killing. Yeah, you're gonna pay him to kill her, but you just won't pay her. Yo, I'm sorry, yo. I just don't get it, yo. I ask questions when I don't know things. Like, yo, Cacabellos paid James A. Duffy to kill or assist him in killing Elizabeth A. Lamont in Johnstown when you just probably could have paid her and it would have costed you way less. Jesus Christ, man. Like, yo, people be thinking ass backwards. On the night of October 28th, 2019, Duffy attacked Lamont with a baseball bat inside the sub shop. Cacabellos was on hand with a garbage bag. This is fucking crazy, bro. She died of multiple blunt force to the head. I'm not reading any more of this shit, man. I'm not reading out loud. Yeah. That beautiful young lady, and all you had to do was fucking pay her. You're a piece of shit, man. Jesus Christ. Yeah, I'm not reading no more of that shit. That shit is fucked up, man. Like, yo, just pay these fucking people, bro. Pay these people, bro. Like, yo, these both, yo, think, man. And I said this before, like, yo, these people probably don't even want to come to work in the first fucking place. Dealing with your ass. They don't want to come to work because of you. They don't want to come to work because maybe they want to do something else with their life. But they got to put food on the table and they got to pay bills. So this is where they land. And employers know that shit too, yo. Because when I was at the same job where a girl fucked up the payroll, she allegedly, no, when they found out she was stealing, they fucking just like kicked her out the building and kept all her paychecks. But when I was working at that same place, when I told them that I had a newborn on the way, they immediately knew that I needed my job more, so they immediately started dumping more shit on me. You know what I mean? So you think these people don't know when you need the gig? They know when you need the gig. Yeah, man. Fucked up. It's fucked up. I don't know why they, I don't know, man. And then you wonder why, like, you always got a shitty fucking team. on you because everybody keeps fucking all the good employees that's work for anything, they get the fuck out of there. Next story. Before killing his sons and himself, man allegedly texted his wife she would live with this the rest of your life. That's what he texted her. Live with this the rest of your life. That's fucked up, yo. Like, yo, you should die. This goes back to, like, how can you be so angry at someone that you would do something like this? Like, what makes these people so fucking angry? Like, yo, there is nothing that anybody could do to make me so angry that I would fucking, like murder suicide. Like, no, just to get back at them. Like, yo, I'm dead. I can't even see what the fuck, how, your reaction. I don't even know if you got, I don't even know if you was upset. I don't even know if you seen the shit and you ended up killing yourself. I don't know. Know what I mean? Like, yo, you get so mad that you hurt yourself trying to hurt somebody else. It's fucking pointless. Either make up or let that shit go. Know what I mean? Like, yeah, the Florida man suspected of killing his two sons and himself while burning down their vacation home allegedly tried to place some kind of moral blame on his estranged wife. Jesus, you should have put your family first. Paul Ido Reinhardt, 46, wrote her in a text reported by the Gainesville Sun. Now it's too late. You're so selfish, you're going to live with this the rest of your life. Are you fucking kidding me? Yo, what the fuck did he think he was doing? Oh man, but it was he who took their sons, Rex 14 and Brody 11, to their vacation home Tuesday morning, killed them, set fire to the residence, and then himself, authorities say. The cause of death is unclear. Damn. The text crystallized the motive behind what happened. The elder Reinhardt was vindictive over a pending divorce with his wife. That bitch. I'm sorry, I'm trying to make light of shit because it's just so fucked up. He posted pictures of his wedding and his family as late as 5 a.m. on Tuesday, had an upcoming 20th anniversary with his spouse, and lost his job as president of the medical device company Reinhardt Medical LLC. Concerning texts to relatives led family to call the police. Damn! So he lost it all. Yo, bruh. If I'm the fucking CEO of a company of this, if I'm the president of a company that sell like medical devices and shit, and my wife want to cut loose after what, 20 years? After 19 years going on 20? You know what? Bitch, bye. I'm out. I mean, like, yo, I'm out. What was the song saying? Said I'm giving your name back. I mean, like, yeah. Yo, I'm not fucking, no, man. Like, I'm gonna fucking finish my stint at Reinhardt Medical, and I'm gonna retire, and I'm gonna find myself a nice 25-year-old fucking girl, and I'm gonna marry her, and I'm gonna die with a titty in my hand. Or in my mouth, whatever, however it happens is going to be somewhere attached to me. The rest of your life message is the case in point. According to the timeline from authorities, Reinhardt wrote the missive at 5:39 as his wife, Mindy Reinhardt, was calling 911. Damn, yo. Please don't hurt yourself or the boy, she wrote. Please come home. Mindy, you're a bitch to him. He didn't want to hear a goddamn thing you said. I feel bad for the boys. They had nothing to do with it. They got dragged in the middle of that shit. Dragged in the middle of fucking something that they probably themselves didn't even understand. That they just wanted their mother and their father to get along so they could be a family. That's the thing with children. They suffer too, man. They suffer too. that shit filters into him. He would never write back. Paul Reinhardt was gone with his sons from the home they shared in Gainesville. Mindy Reinhardt told 9/11 that her 9/11 that her husband did not own a gun and had been depressed, but she said he never expressed suicidal ideations. People could walk around with that shit for a long time, and you never know. She also said her husband admitted to having awful, inappropriate thoughts that he did not describe in detail. Y'all are supposed to take his ass to therapy. According, before the divorce, y'all was supposed to go to some type of therapy. At least you get that shit out on the table, you can gauge where his mind is at. Now, I mean, gotta play the chess game, baby. I mean, her husband also said that their Gainesville home, where she no longer lived, was empty. About 400 pictures of their wedding were placed around the home. Oh my God. He went batshit. Like that shit drove him over the fucking edge. I lost my job and my wife. The kids' cell phones were left behind and the security system was disabled. Jesus, man. God damn, man. Yo. Mental health, bro. If you're in a long-term relationship with somebody, or if you intend on being in a long-term relationship with somebody, you gotta gauge their mental health, man. Like, for real. For real. Because the shit might only, it's a very good chance that it might only get worse from there. Know what I mean? You got a temper, that temper might turn to anger in a few years, over some time. You know? Temper might turn to fucking arguments. Anger might turn to fucking violence. Domestic disputes. I mean, anger, fucking rage, just blind rage, just over time, just unchecked, might turn into stories like this. God damn, for that, I need a shot for that shit. Yeah, god damn, I'm sorry for the boys though, man. RIP to the boys. Because they probably wanted to see the dude and old girl be together more than anything. Kids want family, man. They don't want to see y'all arguing and beefing with each other. Playing a fucking tug of war shit. I mean, let's get this shit off my page. Files better not fucking act up tonight. Yo, I didn't put this in the show, but this shit was wild. That they said the nurse moved to fucking New York. The nurse with new job at NYC attacked 2 days after she got there. They like, yo, god damn. There's a lot of savage shit going on in the city, man. Like, yo, motherfuckers is just like, they talking about, they're crying for, communities are crying for, like the government to do something, or like just like not even federal government, just like local government, like please, like you got to do something about this gun violence, because it's like shootings in broad daylight. This is what, and it's crazy, this is just my opinion, know what I mean, and it's Captain Obvious. Captain fucking Obvious, know what I mean, but it's more convenient to shoot people in broad daylight. Now it is. Because you're wearing a mask. Nobody sees your fucking face. If I put my mask on and I put my hoodie over my head, you won't know who the fuck I am unless you see me every day. Like, you might know my shape, my silhouette, but at the end of the day, did you see my face? No. Then it wasn't fucking me. Right? Damn. And that's scary. You know what I mean? Like, that's what they said. That's what we put in place to stop the coronavirus. They said the dude, they said somebody had quit from the fucking, I'm not going to get off topic here, okay? Cause I got shit. I be going through shit, man. Like, yeah, I don't play about this. I don't play no games over here, baby. You know what I mean? But next story. South Carolina set to legalize execution by firing squad. Fuck. What would constitute a fucking what would constitute a fucking an execution? Like, what? Who thought that up? Yo, South Carolina lawmakers have voted to add the firing squad as an option for state executions due to the shortage of drugs used for lethal injections. Jesus Christ. Yo, what the fuck is wrong with these people, man? Fuck. Who are the other four states that allow for? Okay. What are the other four states that allow fucking firing squads? Like, yo, what the fuck? I didn't even know that shit was still. I didn't even know they still did that shit. Like, what the fuck is going on here, man? This is fucking, what, man? Because I be. Only three states, Mississippi, Oklahoma, and Utah, still allow the use of firing squads. Although lethal injection remains their primary method of execution. I mean, but so now it's going to be South Carolina, and it's an article here. I'm not going down a rabbit hole. Not tonight. You won't fucking get me tonight. Tennessee death row inmates request death by firing squad. You can look that one up yourself. Jesus Christ. I'm not going down the fucking rabbit hole. I didn't even want to do that one, but it was just itching me bad. Lionel Itchy. All night long. All night long. This is an odd story. And I didn't know. Like, yo, COVID-19 victims still stored in refrigerated trucks in New York City. And, why? Like, release the bodies to the families because you have a backlog and, like, clear your backlog, like, and it's not to talk about the bodies like they're in a rush to go anywhere. No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. No, it's you clear the backlog to ease up the workload. Once you clear your backlog, you'll move forward. You'll see yourself moving forward a little bit faster. Like, so if these bodies have been if these bodies have already been autopsied, and you determine which ones you want to send off for research, because I know that's in the plan too. I mean, if you determine that, then like, and these families just want closure, they just want to like, please send the bodies. Yo, every it's a win-win situation for everybody. It really is. It really is. And if going through what, like, oh my God. Just dealing with dead loved ones and dead family members, like at some point you want to close off. You don't want this is being prolonged. You have somebody that somebody loves. You have their body. Yeah, you have somebody that their whole family loves and they still miss them, and they just want to put them to peace, put them to rest. And you just holding their bodies. Like it's fucking like it's freight in the warehouse, like it's inventory. Like no, that's inhumane. That might be one of the most inhumane things I've heard, like in a while. And I've heard some inhumane shit. Like, the bodies of New York City coronavirus victims are still being stored in refrigerated trailers, not NA, in trailers, converted into makeshift morgues during the height of the pandemic 1 year ago. Of course, 1 year, according to the medical examiner's office. The long-term temporary morgue at the South Brooklyn Marine Terminal holding 750, by goddamn, not all victims of COVID-19, is a reminder of the crush of coronavirus fatalities. Can you say coronavirus three times fast? Jesus Christ. Who wrote this shit? Give me a job. That overwhelmed city hospitals, mortuaries, and funeral homes last spring. And in early April 2020, more than 800 coronavirus deaths were reported in a single day. Now, what? In New York City during the week of April 5th, an average of 555. It's no secret that the highly densely populated areas were going to get hit hard by this shit. It's no secret. I mean, an average of 566 were dying every day in the city, according to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Long-term storage was created at the height of the pandemic to ensure that families could lay their loved ones to rest as they see fit. So what the fuck happened if that's what it was set up for? In late March 2020, refrigerated trailers also served as makeshift morgues outside city hospitals. Just anywhere to put the fucking bodies so we can like have a chance to work through the ones that we got already here, overwhelmed. Fucking overwhelmed. Amid the surging death count, we were not ready for this shit. Like, yeah, the last time New York resorted to such drastic measures were the was September 11th. With sensitivity and compassion, we continue to work with individual families on a case-by-case basis. We don't need that. One at a time. I'm telling you, respect people's time. Please be mindful of people's time. How long do you want me to wait? How long should I fucking wait? And people give you this whole fucking until I feel like an attitude because they know that you have to wait for them to move on to the next fucking level or whatever. Jesus Christ. City officials announced last April that a potter's field for the poor and unclaimed on Hart Island would be used to bury victims of the virus. Okay. The Office of the Medical Chief, I'm fucking skipping. I'm bouncing around. Damn, the Office of the Chief Medical Examiner purchased additional refrigerated trucks and a federal FEMA, fuck, it's FEMA, had provided the city with 80 of its trucks last year. I'm pretty sure they got plenty of them. Yeah, said it was established. Desiree said the temporary morgue at the South Brooklyn Marine Terminal was established to provide longer-term storage for dissidents. What? I can't read no more. I read on the college level. Fuck out of here. For dissidents during the peak of the pandemic when the funeral industry was stressed. Damn, they're putting stress on the funeral industry. Shit. After reading this, like, I can't really be too upset at the system because that was like a fucking, like the dam broke on bodies, like the fucking dam broke, and they was just trying to like find a sensible way to store them until they could pick through it all. But still, damn. But still, at the same time, like you still got people are looking to try to put their loved ones to rest. So I don't know. It's a fucking it's a what do you do moment. It's like what do you do? What do you do? What do you do? That's why I couldn't be That's why I couldn't be mayor. I could be mayor. I could probably be mayor. Because I'd be like, oh man, get the fucking bodies out of there. How, mayor? Yo, I hired you to figure that shit out. Yeah, I'll be the bad. That's horrible boss, yo. That's a horrible boss. that offers no type of suggestions, no type of fucking nothing. Just, yeah, you figure it out because in real life, you really don't know how to fucking handle that shit. Hey, fake it till you make it, baby. All right. Take a sip, man. Despite all this, I'm still having a fun time with y'all. And that fucking dog, like clockwork, as soon as I go to fucking hit record, I hear that fucking dog work, that dog. That dog fucking barking. That dog is about the fucking size of a fucking of an Android charger cord. What the fuck? Like anything, yo. Like that dog is the fucking size of, I don't know, man. How is it so fucking loud? Know what I mean? Like shit is like fucking like literally like 2 feet long. Know what I mean? If I was at If I had to say, I'd be fucking 20 by 10 by 6, maybe. You know what I mean? If you know what I'm talking about. I mean 20 by 10 by 6. That's how big the fucking dog is. I don't know, I'll say 20 by 10 by top of the ears to say fucking 20 by 10 by 10. 20 by 10 by 8. Yeah. All right, let's get this sad, yo. Get them fucking like you gotta get rid of that backlog. That's all. If you're running that shit, if the chief medical examiner is like, if anything, if I was in that position, I would be looking for ways to like, yo, we gotta find a way to get rid of this backlog. What can we release right away? What can we get rid of? Who can what who? Who can we get rid of? Who's been here the longest? First off, start from back there and just work your way forward to somebody like close as close to the present as you possibly can. Yeah. Yeah, this is what I'm talking about, baby. You know what I mean? Minnesota movie theater manager sold cocaine in bags of popcorn. That work gotta get put out. And I'm gonna put this shit out however I feel like I gotta get it out. Put that workout. I'll stuff all that fucking cocaine in that little ass dog if I got to. Yeah, but that shit is gonna, that work is gonna hit the fucking block. Minnesota movie theater manager. So cocaine in bags of popcorn. And the dog is adorable. I really don't hate the dog. Not at all. But if I had to put some work in that fucking dog, if I had to fucking like, yeah. If that dog had to be a mule, that dog is gonna be a fucking mule. You know what I mean? Yeah. And that's that, yeah, that's how I'm getting down. Gotta put this work on the fucking block. If fucking dog barking, I'll stick a fucking bag of coke in his mouth. Stick a bag of coke down his throat. You know what I mean? Just stuff a whole kilo down there and sell that and send that shit to the fucking like wherever the fuck it gotta go. No. Yeah, this shit funny. This is Pop Goes the Weasel. The general manager of a Minnesota movie theater was named this week in a criminal complaint alleging she sold drugs. Ooh, do we have a mugshot? She sold drugs in popcorn containers at the cinema, according to documents obtained by the Smoking Gun. I guess that's like the newspaper or whatever. Jamie Lynn Henniker, or whatever, who manages the Four Screen Spotlight Theaters in Mankato, I have no idea where the fuck that is, about 81 miles south of Minneapolis. Why do they say that? Like, they say it's 81 miles south of Minneapolis, like it's next to Millie. It's only 81 miles. No, that shit is Mankato, and it's nowhere near Minneapolis. Stop it. Has been charged with selling narcotics, a felony. Duh. She's accused of selling cocaine generally behind the theater in an alley or at the theater in a popcorn container with popcorn, according to the according to the probable cause affidavit obtained by the outlet. That's how you fucking get it, girl. You know what? I'm gonna, yo, you're gonna get, I'm gonna get, yeah, I'm gonna take a shot from you, baby. Cause that's how you do it. They said she was behind the theater in the alley, or she was in the popcorn. She was putting the shit in the fucking popcorn. Know what I mean? Like, however that shit had to get out, she got that shit the fuck out. If I gotta go hand to hand, or if I gotta go stash that shit and hand it off to somebody, that's how we gonna get down. That shit, that work gotta move. That work gotta move. They got a bucket of popcorn for a mugshot. A police informant. It's always an informant. Fuck, said a Minnesota movie theater manager sold cocaine hidden in a bag of popcorn. The charge against Lineker stemmed from the sale of one or more mixtures containing a narcotic drug late last July, according to the complaint. Under the guidance of a Minnesota River Valley Drug Task Force agent, yeah, a confidential informant. Y'all take yourself way too serious. Y'all got to give yourself these fucking six word names and shit. A confidential informant purchased $100 worth of cocaine from Heineken. Dying over here. Who put the drug in a popcorn bag and topped the bag off with the snack. Jesus. How you put $100 worth? It got to be a large popcorn. The exchange was witnessed by the agent. The substance was later tested and identified as cocaine weighing 0.406 grams. How is that? If that's, that can't be right. How is a 0.406, which is less than half a gram? Okay, this had to be overtime, because a 0.406 is not even a whole fucking gram of cocaine. So how the fuck is that $100 worth? I don't know. Is this a typo? See, my inner hustler is going through street value. my street value radar just went off. Like, 0.406 grams. Like, how the fuck you charge me $100 for that? You know what I mean? Like, yeah, I don't know. Though the task force tried to build a more solid case around Heineker's source for the drugs earlier, it was determined that arresting her earlier could have jeopardized the identity of the agent's informant, who was working on other cases as well. Damn, they just fucking got his ass out snitching on everybody. Jeff Wurzel, commander of the Minnesota River Drug Valley Task Force. I don't care if I fucked it up. That's too many fucking That's too many fucking words. Told the Daily News Friday. If convicted, Heineker faces up to 20 years behind bars, a $250,000 fine, or both, according to the complaint. Jesus Christ. They got her popcorn box for a mugshot. That shit is fucking hilarious. 0.406 grams of cocaine is not worth $100. Shit. It might not even be worth, it might barely be worth 20. Barely. What the fuck? I don't know. I'll take a sip for you, baby dog. Said she was out in the motherfucking alley. She the general manager of this shit. And she out there quarterbacking. Yeah. She out there quarterbacking. Out there hand to hand, if I got to. Shit, I'll put that shit in the popcorn. Yeah, it's, I gotta move this work. Salute. That chick, yeah. My type of girl. Fuck that. Yeah, my type of girl. Well, thank you all for coming out tonight. Always wanted to say that. Word up. Let's see what we got here. Yeah, yo. She knew she wasn't welcome. Minnesota woman arrested after allegedly running over graves trying to hit people during ex-boyfriend's funeral. Jesus. That type of dedication. Where can I find a woman with that type of dedication? Yo, it is, yo, I can't say this enough. It's fucked up what she did, 100%. Know what I mean? But I gotta try to balance this shit out. I gotta try to balance it out. Minnesota woman arrested. She knew she wasn't welcome. You know, a Minnesota woman stands accused of running amok during her ex-boyfriend's funeral service last weekend, allegedly driving through the graveyard with her SUV and trying to run people over. Shit, mugshots. That's what I'm talking about. She got two tattoo tears. Yep. That's how you know, man. Like, fucking like, yo, Jesus Christ. And she's not a bad looking girl. Not at all. I mean, damn, she was just fucking, she's not bad looking. She's just bad shit crazy. Mugshots. Blair Rebecca Witten, 28. Was charged with one count of reckless endangerment earlier this week, after the Saturday afternoon incident at Riverside Cemetery in Fargo, North Dakota. Fargo, I can't wait till you come back for a season, whatever, the one that after Chris Rock, yeah, goddamn. Citing court documents, the St. Paul Pioneer Press reports that multiple mourners caught the attention of nearby law enforcement and told officers that a vehicle had been driving over grave sites and trying to run people over. I'm sorry, it's not funny, but fuck, man. It's too fantastic for you to believe if somebody just came up to you and told you that shit. You'll be like, get the fuck out of here. You're fucking lying. No, she did. But I'll probably be like, yo, people that know her be like, yeah, that sounds like some shit she would do. Multiple complainants reported Whitting was driving her vehicle inside the cemetery in a manner with extreme indifference for human life, which created substantial risk of serious bodily injury to persons in the cemetery. Fargo. Police told departments. Fargo, police department spokesperson. Okay, let's be adults here, all right? Let me calm down. I got to talk myself down a little bit. Jessica Shindel. Okay, no way I'm doing that fucking name. One witness allegedly told police that after being asked to leave, Witten shifted gears and hit the gas. Forcing him to quickly dodge out of the SUV's fast oncoming path. Eventually, an officer detained the woman on the north side of the cemetery who identified herself as Witten and who relayed a somewhat different version of the story. Witten allegedly told a responding officer that she had shown up at her ex-boyfriend's funeral and was minding her own business by sitting in her car when she was approached by members of the burial. She claimed that she was the one who feared for her safety and that she drove off without incident and by trying to avoid hitting anything or anyone. I don't think that's what happened at all. Actually, I'm banking on that's not what happened at all. Damn. She knew, yo, I don't know. If we could put a cross between her and the girl that was selling the coke in the fucking movie theater, I might just have my motherfucking future wife here, man. I don't know. Nah, I'm fucking with you. That shit sounds fucking psychotic. She knew she wasn't welcome, and what she did instead of leaving peacefully was try to run somebody over and run somebody else over, which was me, Jerrica Charbonneau, McDonald's girlfriend at the time. He tried to run over the girl that he left her for. Yo, that sounded like some shit a woman would do. That sounded like some shit a woman would do. Yeah. You left me for her. God damn it. Left me for her. He said she put that shit in gear and he had to get the fuck out the way. Look, there were elderly, there were children, there were people who weren't even afraid to add. That's not the juicy part about it. Donald passed away in his sleep late night following complications from a minor surgical procedure. That sucks. Family members and friends say they weren't exactly surprised at Whitten's behavior of attendance, despite being an unwanted guest. Yeah, they know how she was. They knew she was fucking batshit crazy. Yo, in one such message, Whitten reportedly wrote "dead pedophile 666." Oh shit! Whitten was reportedly asked to keep her distance after posting harassing, insulting, and bizarre messages on social media following McDonald's death. In one such message, Whitten reportedly wrote, quote, "dead pedophile 666, thank the powers that be, thank me." End quote. So what does that mean? It is unclear why she would have referenced McDonald as a pedophile. Why? Because there's reasons for the shit. Crazy people tell the truth too. Also, if you want to fucking, if you want somebody to, you gotta put the truth even in a lie. So maybe the guy was doing something. I'm just fucking, hey, I'm bouncing around possibilities here. I really don't know what the fuck happened, but. Complications from a minor surgical procedure to dead pedophile 666, thank the powers that be, thank me. I don't know. I'm drawing lines to, hey man, maybe it might be a little bit more there. I mean, like, and it's not funny that he died. It's not funny what she did, but yeah, this is my show, and this is what makes it fucking interesting. Damn, she really fucking like was running over fucking gravestones and all that types of shit. Like, oh my God, yo, like that's some committed crazy. That's committed crazy. That's dedicated nut shit right there. That's some dedicated nut shit. Really, ultimately, no one was injured during the hectic Saturday service. That's good. Whitten pleaded not guilty on Monday, and she is currently slated to be back in court in late July. Yeah, god damn, yo. Can you imagine being with a girl that would do some shit like that? And yo, half of y'all are with women that will do some shit like that. Y'all just don't know because y'all ain't die yet. Just run the whole funeral over. Jesus Christ. Like, yo, what the fuck? Like, yeah, yo, y'all don't know how many of y'all are sleeping with women that got that, that's already geared for it. It's in their fucking genetics. Yo, shout out to that fucking Whitten bitch. For that, I'll take a shot. She out there fucking running over funerals. Yo, she 28. Yo, she had two tattoo tears in the fucking mugshot. So usually it means you lost somebody that you love, or you did some time, or you killed somebody. Know what I mean? Like it's one of those three. Know what I mean? So I don't know. I'll let y'all figure out which one it was, because she'll fuck around and get a third tattoo tear, and it'll be for him. That fucking dog is about the size of a fucking large Slurpee with the straw. and it still makes more noise than I'm making right now. Nobody can hear me to this apartment next to me or the apartment on the other side of me. And I'm right up against the wall to the other part, to the other apartment on the side of me. They can't even fucking hear me until I probably, like, I might laugh and they might hear something. I mean, but no. That fucking dog is two doors down and that shit got piped stronger than fucking Whitney Houston. God damn. They need to give that dog a fucking record deal. She wasn't an ugly girl, I'm telling you, man. Like, yo, in a normal world, in a normal brain, she would, if you felt some type of way, go to the funeral, pay your respects. I mean, and then you just fucking move on. You pretty, you'll find another man. I mean, like, yeah. And that was just a mugshot. Shit, she probably cleaned up nice, look like a fucking superstar. Hey, man. Like, this is my last story. Yes. How we running on time? 56 minutes? This shit be going fast. Like, you know what I mean? Like, yo, this shit be going fast. Once I figure out how to do a live, how to go live with this shit, then I'm gonna try it once. Just to see. You know what I mean? Because yeah. But yeah, this shit goes so fast. It's been fun rocking with y'all. And what do we have here? Take one last sip for the last story. So what I take to drink now and then, I'm an alcoholic. I'm really not. Well, really, I am. I'm just a functioning alcoholic. Massage therapist charged with sexually assaulting client in New Jersey. See, first they shooting up the spa in Atlanta. That shit had me dead last night, yo. I was fucking dead. I laughed, yo. I ended the show. When after I ended the show, I went and read the article again, and I laughed it so. And I laughed it. I laughed it. Yeah. And I laughed so hard. Yo, massage therapist charged with sexually assaulting client in New Jersey. Yo, what you gotta do is, yo, sometimes you gotta touch. You know what I mean? Sometimes you gotta touch. You gotta just take that gamble and go down there, and you gotta touch and be like, oh. And you look at them and see what they. Yeah, you gotta look for the reaction. You know what I mean? Like a 55-year-old employee of a massage therapy business in Monmouth County. I think Monmouth County is like Asbury Park and shit like that. Was arrested this week after clients reported to police that he touched them inappropriately. Where did he touch you? Did the cop bring the doll? He got a doll in his fucking tool belt. Or did he just take his pad out and draw a fucking stick figure? And be like, yo, wait, just where did he touch you? As part of the written statement, it's a fucking stick figure with fucking like with fucking arrows pointing to where the fucking massage therapist touched him, admitted into evidence. You know, and An King Guy of New York was charged Tuesday with two counts of fourth degree sexual assault, police say Friday. And sexual assault is not cool. Y'all know it's not. But this shit is fucking hilarious. King Guy, who does not have a massage therapy license. Yeah, wouldn't it be funny if they find out that he didn't even work there? He was just rubbing on people. Work that happy beat reflexology on Route 35 in Ball Township for about 2 years, authorities said. The incidents allegedly took place from January 2020 through March of this year, according to police. A man who answered the phone at the business Friday said King I has been told not to return to work and that no one was available to comment because he wasn't even supposed to be working there. Like, he wasn't even like, yo, like, he just fucking put on the phone like, hey, you here to work? Yeah. Yo, we're very busy today. We got somebody in room 3. You need to handle them. Okay. You're the new guy, right? Yeah. You're the new guy? Yeah, hurry up. Get in there. She gets angry. He gets angry. Whatever. When we're running late because we have to be mindful of people's time. With that, I'm going to wrap it up. It's been fun. It's been very fun. Still got a little bit of Friday left if you're on the East Coast. I mean, on the West Coast, y'all probably just getting off, getting right. If you fucks with the show, holla at me at Rise and Shine on Twitter. RYEZNSHYNE. Yeah. Did it. You can reach out to me on Instagram. I'm really not on the gram like that. The gram has become like the back page of social media. All it is just fucking like ass and titties. And I like ass and titties. I love ass and titties. But, I only use it to look at ass and titties. When I feel like looking at ass and titties, which is like always, but not for this shit. In the verses, yeah, the verses. The verses should be cool. Taco Meat, TACOMEAT05. TACOMEAT05. Or you can see me on Facebook, Avery Johnson. If you have a podcast, reach out to me. Let me know. I'll follow it. Like, know what I mean? I'll subscribe to it. I mean, and I'll actually listen. I mean, I'll listen because all I do when I'm out in the world all day, like, yeah, I listen to shows. I listen to Minds, then I listen to something else, and then I listen to something else. Like, nah, man, I'll put you be part of the fucking rotation. And yeah, just reach out. Nah, man, like, yo, I love you guys. It's been fucking fun. Fuck that fucking dog. My laptop is fucking bigger than that fucking dog. I mean. Yo, I'll holler at y'all tomorrow, man. Yo, peace.